Our story today is called Team Effort by Rubel Shelley. Some 20 years ago now, Eric Weinmeier did a most extraordinary thing. He stood atop the 29,035-foot peak of the world's highest mountain. He conquered Mount Everest as one member of a team of 19 hardy, determined souls. And yes, there's one other thing. Eric is blind. In order to be the first blind person to ever achieve this feat, the 32-year-old American knew that he had to be part of a larger group committed to the same goal. He put his full faith and confidence in sighted people such as Eric Alexander, Luis Benitez, and Jeff Evans. They arrived at their goal May 25th, 2001. In an interview with a CNN reporter on the afternoon of his success, Eric spoke by phone of the team accomplishment that he'd shared. He spoke of sponsors, people who were on the mountain with him, and many who were not there but had prayed for him. "I felt like when I got to the top, I was on the shoulders of lots and lots of people," he said. "It wasn't just me standing there." The same thing can be said of every great achievement. If a single researcher in her lab makes a monumental discovery, it was on the basis of what hundreds of others contributed through their work and publications in the field. Even if it's an athlete or musician whose great moment is unshared on the field or stage, there are hosts of people who inspired, taught, and otherwise made their contributions to that one bright, shining moment. There are some worthwhile and challenging goals you have for your life that will be too much for you to do alone. It isn't a sign of weakness, but intelligence to realize that you'll need help. So don't hesitate to surround yourself with people with similar goals, more extensive experience, and skills superior to your own. The best way to learn is to attach yourself to others who already know more about what's important to you. And here's a fact that may surprise you. Most of them will be eager to share their experience and insights with you. Eric admits to being scared all the time on his ascents, but he continued to trust his partners and kept putting one foot in front of the other. In your career, family, or personal spiritual life, the notion of going it alone will be a disastrous mistake. If you're willing to stand on the shoulders of others, you can go places that otherwise would have been out of reach. If you doubt it, just ask Eric Weinmeier how he got to the top. From Hebrews 12:1, we're encouraged, "Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.